Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. So this week, the city of Wilmington has a new contract with a red light camera company called American Traffic Solutions, or they're doing business as Vera Mobility, I believe. But for people, for listeners who haven't had an experience with the red light camera system, how does this all work?
It's super fun. You go through a red light and this camera snaps a picture and then you get a citation in the mail, which apparently does a lot to reduce traffic issues and accidents. So the city has had a system in place with this particular company since 2009, 2010. And then there was also a company before them. So red light cameras have been around for a while here.
And they make quite a bit of money for the city.
They do make a lot of money for the city. And actually, 90% of that goes towards New Hanover County schools. So it's a good sort of system for funding our public schools, which is kind of an interesting thing, red light cameras and public schools, but it works, apparently. So
yeah, I mean, the city's obviously a fan of it. They've renewed contracts in the past several times, but not without controversy. And there's been a number of issues, you know, including the right to sort of, you know, confront your accuser. And unlike a traditional court case, you know, if you get a speeding ticket where you're, you know, innocent until proven guilty, if you run a red light and the camera takes your photo, you have to prove you're innocent. So you have to prove you weren't driving in the car or prove that the camera malfunctioned somehow. There's also the issue of how the cameras were actually installed.
Yes, yes. And I know you and other staff writers at Port City Daily have done a lot of extensive coverage on this. But, you know, the basics for anyone who might not know is, you know, since American Traffic Solutions has been around, they haven't engineered the cameras legally, and that is an issue that was actually decided on by the State Board of Engineers. And you know a little bit more about that. You can go into that more, but yes.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, when you build something, especially if you're building it on city or state property, you have to have certified, you have to have plans for it, and those plans have to be certified by an engineer. And when American Traffic Solutions built the poles, the physical mounts for these cameras, the employee of ATS that certify them, is not licensed to practice in North Carolina. Now, we never actually got to the bottom of what kind of liabilities that would create for the city, mm-hmm. but it was enough of a concern that last year, when they extended the contract for a year, City Attorney John Joy said that he would not give them another extension or a new contract until they fixed this issue, which is good news, except that they didn't.
Yeah.
So what happens next, I believe, is that the Vera Mobility, or ATS, is going to tear down all the current camera mounts and build new ones. And there will actually be some new technology in the cameras while they're at it. And that will have to happen by, I think, May of 2021. And that will be at ATS's expense. So not at the city's expense. But none of that really got discussed at the meeting, right? This was on the consent agenda.
Yeah, it was just flown right past. So, you know, this is stuff a lot of people probably aren't aware of. But basically what you're saying is that the cameras are going to be legal, like engineered. There's going to be a certified engineer's name sealed on the plan designs. That's correct.
That is correct. So at least for the foreseeable future, ATS and the city will be in good stead. As for those other issues, we'll leave that for another time.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ben. And thanks for talking about this with me.
Thank you.